This is him. He is the worst enemy. He finished your life. This guy finished your life. It's true. He sees you among the stars. Yeah. But he also the one that caused it that I might not have been among the stars. Because he told Yaakov. So if the brothers want to kill Yosef, I'm the one going to nail the coffin. Because I have a personal thing with him. I got to finish him. Nevertheless, Lashivo El Aviv. Nevertheless, the Torah tells you that Reuven is doing the opposite of his will. The opposite of what he has in his mind. When he rewinds the story in his mind, he says, I got to kill Yosef. Good. He deserves it. He deserves death. This is Mr. Lashon Hara. The first Lashon Hara was about me. What did he tell Yaakov about me? Nevertheless, he advised the brothers, don't kill him. And Torah is a witness that he wants to bring him to Yaakov. By the way, the Gemara says, Yosef is now is called the firstborn. It's a pasuk in the Tanakh. When Reuven took the bed, his called his Bechorah, his firstborn, was stripped and was given to Yosef. So, you want him dead. He is the Bechor now. He is the Bechor now. He's riding on you. He is the Bechor because you moved the bed. So you want him dead now. He's not only he said Lashon Hara about you, he took from you. Now he's called Yosef Bechor Shoru Adar Lo. The Torah describes Yosef, he is the firstborn. Why is the firstborn? Because he took it from Reuven. Why took it from Reuven? Because he told Yaakov. He told Yaakov Lashon Hara about Reuven, and now, because of that, he is the Bechor. Now Reuven, I have to save him? That's what the Gemara says. Ata patach b'tshuva t'chila. The tshuva is not that you want to bring Yosef. The tshuva is this. Math that you had in your head. I got to bring Yosef because it doesn't matter the Lashon Hara about me. It doesn't matter that he's the firstborn. That's what the Torah says. This is Shabbat Shuvah. Chayecha ben mincha. The Gemara says, Hashem told Reuven, because you started patakta b'tshuva. What is tshuva? Tshuva is nothing. Yeah, Adam Hashem did tshuva. Yeah, of course did tshuva. I did tshuva. I need tshuva. I'm 100 years already in Uman. Means nothing. It's not tshuva. Tshuva means breaks your ideas and you think that you have set in your mind or you want to do and you do the opposite. That's called tshuva. Returning means returning back to the original thing that you're supposed to have in your head. Rabbi Akiva, this is true. That's what Gemara says. Hashem told Reuven, your great grandson, Hoshea, he will say the Haftarah. Shea says Hashem Elokecha, yeah. Of course I do. I'm about tshuva. You're not about tshuva. You don't understand about tshuva. Your tshuva is worthless if you don't change your whole attitude in your life. If you don't change your behaving and your methods and your ideas in your head, it's not a tshuva. You regret, yeah. Okay, fine. It's nice to regret. I mean, it's a very nice thing. But the Gemara says that Hoshea said, Shoyes Hashem Elokecha, the Gemara says, that sentence, inside the sentence, Dola Tshuva Shemagat Ad Kisei HaKavod. It goes all the way up to the chair of Hashem. The hit, what you call home run, it's called in America. You play basketball, it's called home run. Home run. That's called home run. You do such a thing, it means all the way to Hashem. That, the Gemara says, it's called teshuva. Not banging on your arm means nothing. Staying Yom Kippur, Tanit means nothing, says the Rambam. The whole Yom Kippur is only to break your heart from all the bad thoughts that you have in your heart. If you don't have that, it means nothing. Nothing. The Gemara says that's what Hoshea said. That's what Reuben promised. Reuben was promised, you know what you did now with Yosef, your great grandson will reveal to the world. It's not that Reuben was a nice guy and Reuben said, listen, it's not nice to kill the brother. It was against his will, against his idea, against his desire, against his thought, and against really what a regular person. This is an animal. It's a goyim in animals. There's a guy wanted to become wanted to be a president in America. I don't even want to say his name, Rabbani told me. You know, it's the same thing that you hold in your hand to wake up the bochim. You know what it's called? What do you call this? Stick. You don't call it another name for stick. What do you call it? Oh, you said it. I didn't want to say it. But somebody that wanted to become president in America. And Mr. Trump, I think he was running. Was running against Mr. Trump, I think, or something. I don't know. Exactly. Yes, this guy died. So he wrote in his will that this guy should come to his funeral, this guy. He says, Mr. Trump should not come to my funeral and should not say eulogy. He's dying already. Shit. You're dying. There's such a rotten midot in a person that on his deathbed, that's what he has in mind. Who is going to say the eulogy for him? And since it was a competition in the election, he doesn't want this guy. Now he's the president of the United States. He was a senator. Now, Chas v'Shalom, he would have become president of America. You see, he's such a rotten person. The teshuva means that you have to have inside you only goodness. And there's no such thing that you have anything that you say, listen, I think that this means nothing. That filah doesn't go up. You're a chazan. Very good chazan. Yeah, you're a shamayim, tzaddik. Yeah, kavanot, it's seven sidurim in front of him. He wanted to put filin also. So holy. You look at him. Rabbi Lezer HaGadol, the Gemara says, fire used to come from his face. But he davened to Hashem, Hashem didn't listen. Hashem doesn't listen. It's a waste of time. The whole Ta'anit is a waste of time. You can eat on Yom Kippur. It's not the Ta'anit. It's what the Ta'anit has to do. And that's what makes Hashem happy. Because that's called Hashem is the king, and that's called Hashem is called Avinu Malkenu. You can say Avinu Malkenu, 100 Avinu Malkenu means nothing. It's not your Avinu, not your Malkenu. It's not your father, it's not your king. You are your own father, you are your own king. Let's say this, Naval, this guy Naval. I said to him, Tshuva. He says, he didn't do nothing. David wanted to have some food, and the guy said, I don't give you food. Why should I give you food? I don't give you food. That's the problem. That's the problem. You won't give him food. Shlomo Amir says, "Im rev sonacha achilu lachem." You have somebody that you don't like so much, give him food. The Gemara says, to unload an animal has too much weight. That's number one. It's called prika. The Gemara says also there is something else. It's called te'ina, loading. Okay, you have two donkeys. The Gemara says you have two donkeys. And one donkey has too much weight, and you see the donkey is going to fall on the floor dead in 1 second. There's a special mitzvah, it's called prika, unloading. The Gemara says unloading is emergency. You need 1 second, the donkey is dead. You have to run. You have to run. One of 630 mitzvot that we have. Another one of the 630 mitzvot is called Te'ina. By the way, you know, once upon a time there were donkeys. Today they have cars. You see somebody has packages in the car. You have to run and try to help him. You see a lady, you have to run to help her. I mean, she should go carry all the bags out of the trunk or carry it from the store. It's a mitzvah to go. It's a mitzvah. It's 600 mitzvot. It's called Help. Help load. Help unload. Help unload. That's a mitzvah. I'm not talking about parents. This is kibbutz av em. But even a stranger. You see somebody in a store. You go over the shopping bag. It's full of things. He said, can I help you put in your car? You can't do it in the grocery supermarket. The guy will think they're going to steal it. You're going to run away with this. I remember I came to America. I was on the train. 100 years ago. And somebody dropped something on the floor. You know, I just came from Israel. You know, junior and naive. So somebody dropped something. I tried to pick it up. It's, don't. They're going to say they're going to steal it. What do you mean I can steal? I want to pick it up to give it to him. No. That's how it goes over here in America. If you try to pick it up, people say, oh, he's gonna pick it up, put it in his pocket, he's gonna get off the train. It's a very special mitzvah. Okay, so Gemara says, I want to tell you something. Gemara says, listen, the biggest mitzvah is to unload. Nothing will happen if the guy wants to load and it's half him to load, okay. So somebody else will come and help him, okay? You don't have to. It's a mitzvah, you don't have to. But prika, to unload, the Gemara says, it's a must. Because soon it's going to be on the floor, the donkey will be on the floor dead. I said, okay, I want to ask you something. Here you have a guy that has a donkey. He sees the load on the donkey. And you want to go help him. Across the street, you see a donkey. And there's a guy over there that... not so religious, modern Orthodox. He wants to load. And you see, he doesn't call you. You see, he has some packages on the floor. And he wants to load the donkey. But this guy that wants to load, he doesn't deserve it. I should help him. He's not religious. He's modern Orthodox. He goes mixed swimming sometimes. The guy over there, he has a donkey full of weight, and you see in a second the donkey is going to cross, is going to fall on the floor dead. So, you look in Shulchan Aruch. It says, to unload is the biggest mitzvah. Man says, kol chesaron kis, you know, the guy is going to lose the donkey. This guy can wait. He must say, let me tell you something. This guy that really is not emergency. He wants to load. Okay. So he can wait, right? This guy is emergency, right? Now, by the way, this guy that wants to load, he doesn't deserve that I should help him. The Gemara says, you know what? Go help this guy to load. Let this donkey fall on the floor. Excuse me. I don't understand. What kind of halacha is this? Didn't you tell me a minute ago? You told me that unloading is number one. Okay. I want to unload this guy. By the way, this guy is not even a secondary to load him. I don't want to load him at all. He doesn't deserve I should help him. Says the Gemara, Shvok Madilibach, says the Targum, Hashem said, listen, better off let this donkey, fall on the floor dead, and you break your habits, go help this guy that you really don't want to help. That's the Torah. That's called Shabbat Tshuva. It's not, everybody's going to do Tshuva. You know, comes the Gemara says, the Meir says, when it says one person will do teshuvah, Hashem forgives the whole world. What? Don't believe such a thing. Who doesn't do teshuvah? A man says you need one person to do teshuvah, Hashem is going to forgive the whole world. What does it mean? I understand. Here is the Gemara. Yeah, who doesn't do teshuvah, Yom Kippur? Who doesn't do teshuvah? Who doesn't do tshuva? Angels do tshuva, the Gemara says. They don't understand what tshuva is. Tshuva like this to do, to break everything that you have inside you completely. If you find one guy like this, the Gemara says Hashem forgives the whole world. And the Gemara describes, Chaim ben Dosa, the whole old Parnassa, all the stock market goes up, everything booming, real estate. Gemara says, Kol ha'olam nizom b'shvil chanin abni. The whole world Parnassa because one person, one person does teshuvah, Hashem forgives the whole world. That's how important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu midot behavior. More than anything else. Doesn't say he said on Yom Kippur Tehillim, he was with the head on the floor, and he didn't eat the whole day because he doesn't want to swallow his saliva. The whole thing is a joke. Joke. You have to do like Rabbi Akiva. That's it. The real matter is Rabbi Akiva. Because of him, Hashem gave him nothing. So the Gemara, one person you do teshuvah, you break completely everything like Rabbi Akiva, that changed completely 180 degrees. Some people change. They change 360. I changed. Same thing. Yeah. It's nothing. Rabbi Akiva changed 180. The biggest. Bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. This is called Shabbat Shuvah. There's a person without Musar, without this honey. You can't do it without Gemara, without Torah. It's not a switch. You can't go to a dentist and say, Dr. Cohen, can you fix my teeth? No. Doesn't go this way. You learn a lot of Torah, you learn Torah, then when you do such a thing, then can this Torah can so-called polish your midot? And then you can reach that level. It doesn't go by switch. You don't switch. It starts with Musa and ends with Musa. But in the middle is a lot of Torah. You can't stand on the street all day and say, I'm changing. You're not changing. They say, somebody trained a cat to be a waiter. It's a true story. The Rambam. And the Goyim say they can train anything. And they debate. And we said, I can train a cat to be a waiter. He's going to walk on 2 feet. He's going to serve the people food. And 2 stories about 2 people. One of them says, Rambam and Tamid HaLevi. I don't know which one is true. But one of them, I don't know, I hope the story is true. I'm saying they had this tobacco. Tobacco is it? Tobacco? Huh? Tabak? No, what do you call it? Tobacco. 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 No idea these people speak English. They don't even speak English right. No. So we had when I was young, everybody had like what do you call it? Tobacco? Tobacco box. Like this. It's hard. You cannot find cigarettes when I was young. It was hardly cigarettes. Hardly. But then it was hard, yeah. Tobacco. Rambam had it. That's always a secret about. I once was by Rabbi David Chatzira. So he gave me the tobacco box of Baba Sali. He left me in the room. He said, hold it, smell it. I don't know how long he left me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I thought maybe I have to eat it. After I smell, he said, okay, he came to the room. I said, you smell it? I said, thank you. So I don't know which one, the Rambam, the Rebbe, they had this tobacco box. And a little small mouse fell inside, and the box closed. Okay. And you go to the debate, and the priest said, I don't know which king was it, or Caesar or something. And he says, there's an argument if you can train somebody or not. And I train the cat. Let's see what this rabbi is going to say. Open the door, a cat, goes on 2 feet with a tray. So whoever it was, I got a little bit nervous. It's like we're nervous, we take a cigarette. So he opened up the tobacco box to take some tobacco, you see? Mm-hmm. Tobacco. So it was a mouse inside. So the mouse jumped out. The mouse was trapped inside the box. The mouse jumped out. So the cat saw the mouse. So the cat dropped everything and ran after the mouse. So the Rambam said, Rabbi Dolevi said, see, how you train? You can train, until you see the mouse. The whole teshuva movement is zero. Because the next time, same thing. There's no way to do teshuva without Torah, Musa, to break all the things that you have. Then if you see the mouse, you're not going to run after the mouse. You know why he ran after the mouse? Because he never changed. This is called Shiva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. Dorat Shiva Magalte Kisei HaKavod is a Shiva should hit, so-called, the chair of Hashem. That Teshuva is Reuven. That Teshuva is Hoshea. That Teshuva is Rabbi Akiva. And if we do it, Mashiach will come up. Amen.